And we have got the most important thing that we can do all week is talk to Mike Ditka about what's going to happen with the Chicago Bears on Sunday. And Coach is joining us from an undisclosed location at the moment. I can pretty much, I can guess where it is, but I don't want, it would be wrong for me to guess, wouldn't it, Coach?
No, it would be okay. I'm not on the moon.
No.
I'm in Florida.
Yes, I'm going to guess you're in Naples, Florida. That's what I'm going to guess. That's what I'm going to guess. Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's, no. There isn't. Hey, all right, let's talk about two wins in a row. I mean, they're making a big deal about this.
Well, they haven't won three straight since 2013. Keep that in mind.
Wow.
That means something.
Wow. Do you think they can do it this weekend? Against these are your two old teams going up against each other right here.
Well, they should make a big deal out of it. The Bears are playing great football. I mean, they don't do everything perfect, but they play great. They can run the football, and they play great defense. They match up well on special teams. But when you can do those things, you've got a chance in any game. Now, you know, if you get a break here or there, it goes against you, can hurt you, or if you get one in your favor, you're going to be in good shape. But they're doing the right thing. And, I like the quarterbacks. I like both of them. So I think they're in good shape.
This is really interesting because you haven't seen a whole lot of offense here from the Bears in terms of, letting Mitch Trubisky be Mitch Trubisky. If you were advising a coaching staff here on this, would you advise them to let him go a little bit?
Well, I think you got to do – the coaching staff knows what they're doing. I think they're going to do what they feel is best for the team. You can't – Mitch is going to be a good quarterback, and he's going to mature into the position. And the only thing, if a guy's having a little problem in the pocket, I'd roll him out a little more, get him out of the pocket, and have him throw the ball on the run. He's very athletic, but that's only me. That's what I did with McMahon, and it worked for us. But, it doesn't work for everybody, and I'm not saying there's anything special there. But when you keep it and run the ball the way the Bears can, you play that kind of defense, you're going to be all right.
Well, that defense has been anchored by Akeem Hicks, Coach, and I'm sure you've enjoyed watching him play like the rest of us. Six sacks. I don't think it's out of the question to put his name in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. What are your thoughts on the way Hicks has played this year and how much he's meant to that defense?
Well, I think, he's playing great football, but I think the whole defense is doing a good job. It's not based on one guy. They're putting pressure on these quarterbacks from all the positions, They come with – they got a good blitz package. I mean, what they're doing right now is, it's got to be fun to watch. And I'm a Bear fan, so I like to watch it. I like to see them do what they're doing. They're playing aggressive, hard-nosed football.
Coach, the Bears made a rare in-season trade for a receiver, trying to give Mitch something to work with in Dontrell Inman. How difficult is it in football compared to other sports? You see it all the time, in-season trades. Football, you don't see it that often. How difficult is it to pluck a guy from another team, put him on your roster, get him acclimated with the playbook and ready to go in the middle of the season? How tough is that on a coaching staff and for a player?
I think the hardest it's harder on the player. He has to learn a new system. But it's not out of the question. You can learn it. There's nothing complicated about it. But they just do it by numbers and say, okay, you run number 7, here's what it is. You run number 2, here's what it is. And they can pick it up that way. But no, these guys have been playing in the NFL before, and they've been around, so they can pick up a system pretty quick.
Well, as I'm looking at this right now, I'm about to get my heart broken. We're getting there. We're getting there, Coach. I'm starting to believe. I don't know if I should believe.
There's some core pieces you can believe.
Well, I don't know if I'm starting to believe for this season, and then that worries me. Should I be believing for this season?
Let me ask you guys a question. Look at the division. The key thing is to come out of your division in good shape. If they can win their division, Detroit's not doing anything. Minnesota, I think, is the biggest competition. Green Bay, without Rodgers, is just another team. I think the Bears got an outstanding chance to win their division. And that's why you get into the playoffs. Once you can get into the dance, you can dance. But you can't do it until you get in. So they got to worry about winning their division, and I think they got a good chance to do that.
All right. So, all right. You know what? Coach is going to break my heart now, too. Because now all of a sudden I'm thinking, and I'm starting to kind of believe.
You got to believe. You always believe.
You do.
All right. Okay. Okay, because I watch it.
You.
I, the funny thing about this is I've been kind of, you know, like at the beginning of the season, I'm not going to watch. Then I start watching. And I do that thing, you know, that my dad always did, is, you know, you're sitting on the couch, and, mm-hmm. and when the running back is running, you start moving with them. Like you're lifting up your leg, and you're kind of, you know, you're dipping your shoulder. And you're doing
a drop back like
yeah,
a quarterback.
Yeah, right. And, you got, and all of a sudden, you know, you're like totally into it. And I don't there's some very, very fun things here. And that defense is, let's talk a little bit about that, because you coached what is arguably the best defense in the history of the NFL. This defense has got that coming at them kind of swagger about them, don't they?
Well, you know, it's a no-name defense. I mean, they just get after you. I mean, they play hard to the whistle, and that's all you can ask. You can't ask much more than that. They got talented players, but they're playing well as a team, a unit, and they're creating chance. Well, last game they won, I think they won without scoring an offensive touchdown. So they're doing it with special teams. They're doing it with defense. When the offense comes around, they're going to be in good shape.
Eddie Jackson is something special, man. That is,
that
kid. That was a big move. He's and one of the things, you know, the argument is that, you know, the ball, you know, came to him in two plays. No, that's not really true. He's in a position to go get that ball, and on that fumble, you know, he moved across the field to get to that and stayed with the play. That's really something.
Unbelievable. I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit. They're doing the right things. You know, I don't want to put him in the Super Bowl right now, but I think they got announced that they can't win that division.
Hey, did you see that Tom Brady, that now Aston Martin has just hired Tom Brady to make design a $360,000 sports car?
Tom's going to do the designing
They've already kind of designed the car itself, but he's going to do the interior. He's going to do a TB12. They're only making 12 of them.
What can't he do?
Yeah.
Tom Brady, he's incredible. And he's 40, and they say he's not stoppable.
I hate Tom Brady. Is there a point at which Brady... I know he's good.
He's the greatest ever.
Is he the greatest...
Goat.
Is he the greatest quarterback of all time, do you think?
I don't know if there is a system. Touch of things, the greatest ever. You know, I played in United's era, and I played with a lot of good quarterbacks, and I've seen a lot of good ones. He is very, very good. He's right at the top of the list.
Yeah, I still hate him. All right, I'm with you.
All right. What do you hate him for?
Right. Good question, Coach. What is there to hate?
Thank you, Coach. That's one of the many reasons I hate him. Yeah. And I got the whole thing. I'm envious, okay? I got envy. Now he's like, and Aston Martin too. I mean, couldn't be a cooler
car.
I know. What a jerk. Yeah. All right, Coach, thanks very much. Appreciate your time today. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, there he goes.